Last year, scientists in Princeton, New Jersey, conducted a landmark experiment in which they sent a pulse of laser light traveling many times the speed of light. Commentator Jeff Steinbrink is impressed, but says he prefers research that would find a way to slow things down.
The speed of light is the sort of thing most of us wouldn't fiddle with. You might catch us in the garage trying to coax a little more zip out of the old Subaru, but light? No. For most of us, to use the language of the car mags, light has plenty of grunt. But not for the motorheads at New Jersey's NEC Research Institute. In a world where E equals MC squared, they just had to get that C up to a C+. So in their lab, they sent a pulse of laser light into a sort of supercharger filled with overstimulated cesium atoms. You know how they can be. And that laser got to the other side about 300 times faster than pokey old ordinary light would have, even on a good day. Got there so fast, in fact, that the front part of the pulse was out one end of the charger before the back part had got in the other. My Aunt Lucille used to do this sort of thing, chasing kids out of her station wagon. If your head spins at the prospect of light that's literally quicker than a flash, it may be because things are moving plenty fast already, and you're not crazy about some lab coats in New Jersey raising the universe's speed limit by a factor of 300. My computer already thinks so much faster than I do, it regularly falls asleep in my company. My blender has speeds like liquefy and frappe that send food to the farthest reaches of my kitchen. My electric toothbrush is just a blur. So I'm cheering on another group of light heavyweights from Stanford and Harvard who are doing to laser pulses what 14 years of irresponsible maintenance have done to my AMC Gremlin. They've slowed light down to 38 miles per hour. I'd like to see them get it down even further, say to around the speed of Mr. Rogers. You'd throw a switch when you entered a room, and light would meander out ahead of you in no particular hurry. You could make shadow puppets when you walked in, then sit down and watch them hit the wall. That's nothing compared to the other recreational benefits of a slowdown. Think of those awesome effects you're supposed to experience as you approach the speed of light. You become infinitely dense. You see all sides of three-dimensional objects. Blues shift to red. Your checkbook balances. You even age less quickly. If we're going to tinker with the order of things, we ought to get something a little funkier out of it than greased lightning. We ought to get a new sort of light altogether, light that just moons around, light so laid back that we can sidle up to it whenever we want and feel years younger, even if we do put on a few tons. Light that gives us plenty of reason to curse the darkness and plenty of time to do it.
The comments of Jeff Steinbrink, a writer who teaches at Franklin and Marshall College.